Chad and John. You want to talk
some trash? Well, here's some nice news. I guess we thought it would happen at some point. It had to happen. But it was going to take a little bit of time. The Wilson sisters, apparently, are okay again, because they're going to be doing some shows, and they're going to be playing the Tacoma Dome. We found this from Ticketmaster, got this information from Ticketmaster.
Big summer tour.
They'll be playing the Tacoma Dome on September 4th. That's a Wednesday night, and tickets for the tour start going on sale this Friday. So the Wilson sisters, I hope they've mended the fences. I'm sure they probably realized, hey, we can make a hell of a lot more money together than we can apart. What are we doing? And so they're together. They're going to start their tour July 9th. And, they're going to bounce around the country and then make their way to the Tacoma Dome. Now, I don't know.
It's a big room for them. I mean, maybe it's a sort of a comeback, but it seemed like even the two of them together the last time out, they were doing the fair circuit and some of that kind of stuff. Tacoma Dome's a big room for them.
Well, I think Joan Jett is on the bill. So between, you got Hart, you got Joan Jett, you can play the big room. Plus, they haven't been Hart for, I don't know, when did that happen? 3 years ago?
Yeah, maybe.
The breakup. Now, I wonder if there's some stipulation that Ann can't have her husband around on was her husband or boyfriend?
I think it was husband.
Okay, well, her man, husband, I wonder if he's not allowed to go around on the... Maybe there's an agreement, like Ann doesn't bring her husband, and then Nancy doesn't bring her kids. Then they don't have anything to worry about. Artists with Seattle ties did pretty well at the Grammys last night. Brandi Carlile won 3 awards. Chris Cornell and Quincy Jones also won.
I think more than the 3 awards Brandi Carlile won, the winning over that crowd last night with her performance.
The awards she won came before the telecast. They were for Best Americana Album, Best American Roots Song, and Best American Roots Performance. And then Chris Cornell won his first ever solo Grammy for a posthumous single that was released. That award accepted by his kids and his wife Vicky. And Quincy Jones won a Grammy for his Netflix documentary titled Quincy.
The one that Cornell won, the Best Rock Grammy, it has gone to it's been awarded posthumously the last 3 years. Leonard Cohen before that, and David Bowie before that. I think you're handing them out to dead people.
Yeah, I don't want to win that award. Maybe they need to take that one off the board, huh?
I don't know.
People keep winning it?
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, and then who was the LSD country singer who
Casey Musgraves.
She won last night, too?
Casey Musgraves won the Album of the Year, and then she won 3 more awards. She was one of the big winners, and her album, The Golden Hour, it's country tinged. It's got some eclectic pop kind of thing to it, but she credits the entire album, or most of it, to LSD. And she's gone on record several times saying it totally unlocked her songwriting and her creative process, and the benefits of it were immeasurable.
And that's okay with the country crowd. I would think that might be hard to get the country crowd to buy into.
Well, I guess if the music's not too far trippy or too far, removed from something that they can digest, who cares how you got there if the end result justifies the means.
Okay. And then former...
But it is kind of strange that she would just come out and say that.
Yeah. This is an LSD-induced album. It's one thing if it's coming to you from the rock and roll world or hip-hop or something. People sort of expect it from those... from hip hoppers and from rock and rollers that's going to happen, but not necessarily country.
And when she won, jumped up and kissed her boyfriend or her husband or whatever, he looked like he had a couple sugar cubes in his pocket.
Lindsey Buckingham had open heart surgery, and during the surgery suffered vocal cord damage. Now, I don't know how bad this is. Lindsey's 69 years old. This was emergency surgery last week after he was having some chest pains. Take him into the hospital. They have, they get the surgery going, and somehow, somewhere along the line, the vocal cord gets damaged. His wife tweeted out, "Each day he is stronger than his last. While he and his heart are doing well, the surgery resulted in vocal cord damage. While it is unclear if the damage is permanent, we are hopeful it is not." Lindsay's family's got a history of heart disease. His dad died at the age of 56, and his older brother died from a heart-related illness at 46. So damn. Lindsay's got to be thinking, you know, I can't believe I dodged this deal. Now if I can only sing after this, I'd be really happy. All right, well, good luck to him. That's the trash.